This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and we're in Clinton, New York at beautiful Hamline College. Bit damp tonight, but it's lovely weather. It's great. It's May. How can you go wrong? That was Vince Giordano's Nighthawks you heard on Radiola. Yes, yes you did. And that was recorded in 1993. Sugarfoot Stomp, in keeping with our bodily show here and all the component parts thereof. And Vince has a gig every Monday night in New York City at Sophia's Restaurant at the Hotel Edison in New York City. So if you're anywhere near New York, or if you want to go down to New York, which you should, everybody should see New York. It's lovely. You know, you have to pay to get in there, but you enjoy it once you get in. It's like a very expensive amusement park ride. But go on into New York and go to Sophia's Restaurant on Monday night, and Vince Giordano is there every Monday night for the foreseeable future. Great gig at Sophia's at the Hotel Edison. And possibly he will have a special guest sitting in with him. I won't say too much more because this has not been nailed down in stone, but he might have some very special guests coming up toward the end of June. I just thought I'd tell you that. But I'll keep you posted on that deal. Before that, Joe Robichaud and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys, Foot Scuffle. Yes, the foot portion. Oh, we have more foot stuff coming up. And no, it's not just because I'm weird. This was 1933, the greatest band that nobody knows about. And their great reissue on Jazz Oracle. And continuing on Radiola, we have a record that you probably have never heard before. And I know I didn't until I bought it. And this is nice shape. It's very nice shape. This is The Sunflower Girl of WBAP. and that would be Bessie Cold Iron. And if you've never heard Bessie Cold Iron, you're about to. And Bessie sings, "I Hold the World in the Palm of My Hand," in 1927.
Don't understand. I love you, and you love me. Can't realize that I held in my arms all of your marvelous and wonderful charms. I'm wondering, how could it be that you should pick on me? Gosh, oh gee, I can't figure it out. I'm amazed, I'm so dazed. I don't know what it's all about. 'Cause I hold the world in the palm of my hand. Folks think I'm crazy, but they don't understand. I love you. They don't understand. I love you, and you love me. Can't realize that I held in my arms all of your marvelous and wonderful charms. I'm wondering, how could it be that you should pick on me? Gosh, oh
in the palm of your hand. The thrill of your caress is making me confess you've got me in the palm of your hand. I'm just a subject under your control. You're doing something to my heart and soul. What I possess is yours. I can't resist because you've got me in the palm of your hand. And I love it. You got me in the palm of your hand.
look what I've got. Indeed, I've got it in the palm of my hand and whatever that is. No, it's nice to, you know, hands and, you know, opposable thumbs and all those good things. I don't have any finger songs, unfortunately. There are a lot of them out there, but they just didn't make the cut for this show, but they're quite nice, and I'll have to work them in. That was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra in 1933, Peggy Healy, Look What I've Got. And that's from the Rivermont Big Broadcast, Volume 1. Rivermont is released by Brian Wright, and that CD was produced and organized, I guess, with Brian producing, and Rich Connedy designed the whole thing, and it's a very nice set. So you know how to get those. You know, the Big Broadcast link is right on my Radiola blog, which is radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type Radiola into Google, channel it somehow, you'll find it. And if you're not on the internet, I'll draw a picture of it for you, and I'll send it to you in the mail. And before that, we had Dick Robertson and his orchestra, You've Got Me in the Palm of Your Hand, 1932, beginning with Bessie Coldiron, who was known as the Sunflower Girl of WBAP. And I didn't look up where that station was. It sounds probably Kansas or somewhere in the Midwest. She has a strong Midwestern twang, but has a certain Ruth Etting-ish quality to her, and I rather like her. I think she's good singer, and I'd like to hear more of her stuff. I have to play the other side on the show very soon. I Hold the World in the Palm of My Hand, Columbia 1107D from 1927. And now, because contrast is my middle name, well, actually it's not, but if I told you my middle name, you wouldn't want to associate with me. Here's King Radio in 1936 with Ribs.
I lost my ribs on a coffee pong. One of the youngers of my ribs are wrong. I lost my ribs on a coffee pong. One of the youngers of my ribs are wrong. $100 reward I am giving free. Is she kind enough to bring back my ribs to me? Because I was told from creation's plan, my rib was taken away and made a woman. Tell you my age, I'm only 29, and the girl who had my ribs, she born the same time. I ain't going to quarrel, I ain't going to fight, but give it back to me, it is right. You can't be the parson and take his song. I want back my ribs and it must be found. And if she is a girl in society, she should know that my ribs is my property. Of my ribs, I'm begging you, please. Should I get it back, it will give me an ease. If she's honest, faithful, and true, remember that the ribs, they belong to you. Girl, I'm waiting quite patiently. Oh, Lord, give me back my thing, it belongs to me. Else I mean to take all night and make day and search for my ribs in your malicious way. In the street one day, and I walked up to a woman right away. Oh, Lord, I asked her a question simply and as she said, young man, don't do that again. I wanted to hold on her the same time, because I felt that the rib she had in was mine. And if I don't get it, my job wouldn't cease. I wouldn't love a woman to live in peace. The women generally be kind enough to bring back the thing for me. You have my ribs and I bong to breathe, so I have nothing to do with Adam and Eve. If I get vexed and mad from this song, with a big stick in hand knocking women down, whether it be Irene or Dorothy, tell them to bring back my ribs to me.
conditions that I had gained in a hospital where I was retained. A new experience that I had gained in a hospital where I was retained. By the blow that I received, I went to get cured, and the doctor sent me to the I ward. As in contemplation I lay among the afflicted on the Christmas day. I was doing an act of good by helping a woman to chop some wood. When the wood rebonged, I fell to the ground. I saw 10 candles and the world went wrong. Immediately I went and made my report and was sent to the I ward by Dr. Stewart. As in contemplation I lay among the afflicted on the Christmas day. I pictured within my mind what a terrible thing it is to be blind. I saw men walking with their hands stretched out, feeling their way as if in a doubt. I mean the young and the old that had lost their sight, yet still their hearts were happy and bright. As in contemplation I lay among the afflicted on the Christmas day. Christmas bells began to ring, and I, the executor, began to sing. I saw a cripple tied up his pants, throw aside his curtains and began to dance. And the patients on the bed were under my spell. Some of them were singing out, "Hail Ave Noel." As in contemplation I lay among the afflicted on the Christmas day. I heard the bamboo band in the street, and then I heard the saxophone play in the street. I heard the quattro and the clarinet, and the answering voices made me regret. I thought of the rum, the pudding and the cake, and all the nice things I could not partake. As in contemplation I lay among the afflicted on the Christmas day.
Indigestion is the stomach congestion under abnormal condition. What causes indigestion is the stomach congestion under abnormal condition. Improper mastication is the cause of such overseasoned foods and eating too much. Because you see, it creates fermentation, then develops inflammation, and it ends in indigestion. I shall mention the results of indigestion when it reaches inflammation. Through its gaseous condition, there's internal disruption, as for instance, constipation, which brings about appendicitis. The patient then offends with halitosis, and so you must consult a dietitian and take proper precaution against this indigestion. As an expert physician, without exaggeration, I shall treat with rheumatism. Caused by uric acid poison in the sandwich fruit and with heartburn, you are inflicted. And other diseases such as trichia, dyspepsia, and perhaps asthma. Other heart troubles would be dilation and also palpitation, all caused through indigestion. Acne of surgery therapeutic discovery is a boon to humanity. Long ago it was with difficulty and great uncertainty a doctor prescribed his remedy. But you must know as the ages roll, her secrets to man nature will unfold. And so you must send your offspring to study at a university the secrets of vitalogy.
Yes, that was a medical set there, a little bit there, a couple of the last ones especially. We had the lion talking about vitology and the various things that can go wrong in your insides. And of course, that's an important part of your body, because I think about that stuff a lot, especially after some of the things that I eat. That was from 1938. Before that, Lord Executor, How I Spent My Time in the Hospital. This is not a cheerful set, but I like the music. 1938 also. Starting from 1936, King Radio and Ribs. And he's talking about a rib transplant because he thinks he's missing one. And there may be some truth to that. Who knows? I'm Andy Senior, and I'm not missing anything. At least I've an appendix, maybe a couple of other things that no one will ever know about. But essentially, I'm doing just fine, thank you. Just fine, fine, fine. And this is Radiola, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And thank you very much for listening and streaming tonight. I do appreciate it an awful lot. I really do. It's great. And the show has been a fun show, and my guest is not too bored, and I'm not bored at all. So this is good. He's digging the music, and so am I. And now, continuing with our anatomical theme tonight, we have Fats Waller playing an organ. Well, an organ is anatomical by definition, but this organ he's playing is an Esty that was in the RCA Victor Studios, not RCA at that point, but Victor Studios in Camden, New Jersey. And this is called Tanglefoot. Thank you.
everyone's got it bad. There's a dance they do, they call it crazy feet. Take a chance and you will find it hard to beat. If you shake and you're hot, no mistake, brother, you've surely got crazy feet. If you go off your nut, then you know you've got nothing else but crazy feet. Let's go boom and you chase me around. Don't step on your shoelace, you fall down. You ain't hurt nothing yet. Take my word, it's a kick when you get crazy
happy feel. Well, there's a foot set. No, there's nothing wrong with me, thank you. I'm perfectly a normal, healthy American boy of 46. But that was Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra with Happy Feet. Yes. Good recording there, too. Yes. 1930. Before that, also from 1930, Crazy Feet. I guess Happy Feet are Crazy Feet, or vice versa. I suppose feet can't... How can you tell if your feet are sane or not? If they're both going in the same direction, they're sane? I'm not sure. Fred Astaire, 1930. And we began with Tanglefoot, which could be a crazy foot, but it wouldn't necessarily be a happy foot. In 1929, that was Fats Waller playing that Estee organ at the Camden Studio. Yes, I love it. Love this stuff. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm really enjoying this stuff tonight. It isn't just... Although we're about to get into some stuff that's questionable in another way. But it's all good music, and you'll like it no matter what it is. But this is Radio, and this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. The show has just flown tonight. I'm having a great time, and I want to thank you all for listening and streaming very much. And, of course, I had to play this. I couldn't avoid playing this. And you know, the force of nature, it was like a torrent of like Niagara Falls. I could not prevent myself from playing this recording tonight. So that is my excuse, and I'm going to stick with it. Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, 1934. Annie's Cousin Fanny.
Annie's cousin Fanny is still walking home.
I like for Fanny, I go for Fanny, Annie's cousin Fanny is a gal for me.
Annie and Fanny were friends long ago, and everywhere that Annie went, Fanny would go. But Annie's boyfriend Harvey said, give us a break. They tried to shake Fanny, but Fanny wouldn't shake.
Oh, they couldn't shake a Fanny, couldn't shake a Fanny, couldn't shake a Fanny, she'd go too. They couldn't shake a Fanny.
Here's the thing that Fanny did, we'll give you a laugh. Fanny built a house, but it didn't have a bath. So Annie called around one day and she said to Fanny, that's a very funny house, my dear, it's so uncanny.
I like Fanny, I go Fanny, Annie's cousin Fanny is the gal for me.
Annie's cousin Fanny is a sweetie of mine. She stays at home and waits for me all the time. You may know some girls named Annie that are divine, but you never saw a Fanny half as pretty as mine.
Boy, it looks like we picked out the wrong spot this evening. Of course, this sweet music's all right, but man, we want to go where there's some peps and excitement. And I really noticed part two where there's some real excitement. Get your hat and coat. Let's get out of here. I want you to come along with me. I'm really going to take you to a place where it's just too bad. That better, boy? Them guys hiking it. Hike from there now, cat. Starts creeping and starts peeping, rhythm of the band. Downtown's uptown, boy, when they get the shaking of the African. A brand new movement, boy, but what an improvement. Gang goes loco, man, if it starts shaking the African. Those cornet licks, red hard licks, mow you down. Now you want to treat your feet to a low down beat, you need to go to town. Better than the black bottom, boy, it's really in there. And they started up here, too. Oh, shaking that Afro can. This is the biggest craze in New York City, boy. And if you miss this dance, boy, what a pity. Shake it out, boy.
make you sorry, and you never will forget. Thought you were a regular fellow. Place all my faith in you. Now that you say it's so long, baby, I'll say nothing to you. Really mean it, I'll say nothing to you. What if you say more, I'll say nothing to you. Oh, baby, I'll say nothing to you. Oh, nuts.
Many is the time I've said that in my life, under different circumstances. But tonight, I say it joyously. Oh, nuts, that was great. It was Cats and the Fiddle in 1939. Nuts to you. And I don't know how anatomical that is, but boy, that sounds good. I love that record. Oh, my goodness. And that's an ASV release. If you can find it, go get it. It's a good one. These guys are wild. And I got to also start playing more Spirits of Rhythm. I got to work them into the lineup here. And Slim and Slam, my studio guest, is well apprised of all these different people, and we were discussing that. And this gets two big thumbs up from our studio here, which, as it should. Before that, we had Don Redman and his orchestra, the rarer take with a different spelling, Shaking the African, two N's. So, it's okay. 1931, beginning with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra and Glenn Miller. I'm ashamed to say I ever worshipped at your trombone. What? No one has a... Yeah, okay, we'll live with it. Yes, indeed. Annie's Cousin Fanny. And we're going to continue now with on Radiola with more stuff. I'm Andy Senior, by the way. This is WHCL 88.7 FM. and a little feedback problem. That's okay. I need all the feedback. By the way, if you want feedback, I appreciate. So send me an email, or I don't think a letter will get to me up here because they just throw them away. But do write, please. That would be so nice to hear something. Yes, we're having too much fun tonight. And next we're going to have, we're going to calm way down, as we should. Gene Austin, 1933. Everything I Have Is Yours. That sounds ominous, but it's actually very nice.
The more I'm with you, the more I can see. My love is yours alone. You came and captured a heart that was free. Now I've nothing I can call my own. Everything I have is yours. You're part of me. Everything I have is yours. My destiny. I would gladly give the sun to you if the sun were only mine. I would gladly give the earth to you and the stars that shine. Everything that I possess, I offer you. Let my dream of happiness come true. I'd be happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours. My life, my all. Now everything I have is yours. Come true. I'd I'd be happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours, my life, my all.
Anything come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. I've got you under my skin.
Lee Wiley with Victor Young in 1937, the Cole Porter tune song, because he wrote the lyrics and the music, of course. I've got you under my skin. I've got you under my skin. That's not a joke. No, I've got you under my skin. And I think it fits in with our anatomical theme rather you know, perfectly, because whatever's in there is just as important as what's out there. And we began the set with Gene Austin, Everything I Have Is Yours, 1933. And I got to play more Lee Wiley on this show. I really do. I got to find some more of her early stuff. What a singer. Well, it's been fun, and I've had fun, probably have too much fun in the studio tonight, but I don't mind that, because this is a fun gig for me, and I love doing it. And this is radio. I'm Andy Senior, as I've said. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight, and I hope you enjoyed what you heard. I really do, and I'll be on. Next week, I'm not sure. I think I will be on next week, actually. The week after, the studio might be blacked out because of stuff going on here at the college, but after that, or nothing going on here at the college, I should say. After that, we'll be back on. Tomorrow night, listen to Retro Radio with Mark Fuller, and that's at 8 p.m. here on WHCL. And he will be doing the show tomorrow night, Saturday, which you should listen to, because he sounds just like those guys did, and he still sounds like that. And now I think we should finish with this song, at least our Radiola program for this evening. Al Boley singing this, Lou Stone and his band. And I think this is appropriate, too, in our theme. Lovely stuff here. Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.